From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. John LaFord was a prominent Sault Ste. Marie artist, who was born in 1955 on an indigenous reserve in the West Bay area of Manitoulin Island. Leaving his home at the age of 15, he eventually made his way to Sault Ste. Marie by his early 20s. He felt that he had been painting for as long as he could remember. He always enjoyed art, design and doodling after he finished school, but with no formal training, he was largely self-taught. LaFord traveled throughout Europe, Canada and the United States, studying and learning from various artists along the way. "I would only paint to get enough money to continue along the way," he said. By 1969, LaFord began painting full-time. In 1977, at the age of 22, he had his work exhibited at the Centennial Room at the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. He used his work to show his Ojibwe legends and spiritual beliefs. His spiritual beliefs and Ojibwe legends were central not just to his artistic career but to his personal life as well. LaFord went on to be a vocal critic of the Children's Aid Society, CAS. As a child, he played with a young boy who lived next to him. In a 1978 Sault Star article he explained, it was not until he was 12 that he realized that the boy was his older brother. When he was 1 year old, his father died. His mother took his four sisters and two brothers and moved back to her reserve. She did not receive any financial assistance to care for her children and CAS took over. "CAS saw my mother had too many kids and just took them away," LaFord said. "To me, it seemed they just wanted to scatter the family. I wasn't adopted into a native family and the Children's Aid paid for my care, but no one ever bothered to tell me about my real parents and brothers and sisters. The foster family cared for four of them for a while, which he described as very strict but fairly good people, which he says helped him. At the age of 15, he ran away from home with his older brother and traveled to Toronto in an attempt to find their mother. "I quit school. Things weren't too good on the reserve. I was drinking a lot," he said. When they arrived in Toronto, it took them a week to find their mother. He spent 3 years with her getting to know her and the rest of his family. "What I'm saying is my opinion, just my own ideas about the things I went through with Children's Aid. I would have liked to have grown up with my mother, stayed with my real mother, but it didn't happen that way. You could look at it, CAS, as destroying Indian families, but they're trying to do something good," he said near the end of the Sault Star article. LaFord and two other Indigenous artists, Cecil Youngfox and Peter Miguins, formed a group called Artists of the Northern Sun. They hoped it would form the nucleus of the Indian community in Sault Ste. Marie. The three artists created the group around 1977 when LaFord moved to Sault Ste. Marie. They planned on organizing events that would bring Indigenous and non-Indigenous Canadians together. The three wanted to create a higher profile and take on a leadership role in the community. By 1980, LaFord had become a well-established artist in his own right whose work was included in the McMichael Canadian Art Collection. His work had been exhibited in Hamilton, Toronto, and Montreal, and in 1980 his work was part of the Manitoulin Island Artists Show at the Royal Ontario Museum, ROM. In 1990 his work was once again featured in Sault Ste. Marie at the Art Gallery of Algoma. LaFord passed away in 2021 at the age of 67. He left a lasting mark and legacy in the Indigenous community. He used his spirituality and culture's legends to create works of art that are enjoyed and viewed by Canadians and the world alike. Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sault Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more "Remember This" columns here.